Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoyeth the Spirit.
Authorities of this house, I'll start with Pastor Sheyi and Mommy in absentia, Pastor Bello, Mommy Bello in absentia, and I also like to appreciate Father Ogi. Thank you for the foundation that you have laid. By the grace of God, it was during your ministration that I got some clip, and I also want to appreciate Pastor Dele Olubi. I think he's around, Pastor. Joshua, Pastor Dansu in absentia, Pastor Felix, and Pastor Jayola. Okay, yes. And I will also like to appreciate my friends and brothers, the deacons, Deacon Blessing. Thank you very much for collaborating with the Lord. And Deacon Paul, Deacon Solomon. All right, I also want to appreciate my special head of unit, Brother Shijuade. Thank you for releasing me for this work today. And I also want to appreciate every unit leaders. Thank you very much for making the work easy. All right, today will be, I trust God, I will go very far this evening. I know that the Lord has been preparing me for this day for a very long time. So, and I'm trusting God that I will not come down, but it seems I will come down. All right. So, I want to speak on a topic that, first, I'm not going to share any rhema. That's just the truth. But I want to speak on a topic that, yes, we know, but we might gloss over it in the process of our journey in faith. We are considering a broad theme, which is the fullness of Christ. And one of the things that I believe will help us achieve the fullness of Christ is sacrificial living. Sacrificial living. So my title today will be Sacrificial Living, a Path to Fulfillment of or Coming to the Fullness of Christ. A path is a pathway. It's one of the ways. There are a lot of things that it is expected of us to do. But I think sacrificial living is one of those things. And I would like to speak about that this evening. I trust God that I'll be able to go through most of the thoughts that I penned down. But, you know, one thing was established last week from the teaching of Pastor Jayola, and it is that no ministering spirit, no minister will exhaust the syllabus for you. So, I've been in this church now for quite some time now. I can't really remember the year now. I don't want to go into the calculation. And I know that every year we consider one theme, you know. I think there was a year we consider Thy Kingdom Come. There was a time we consider we use army and two army as a design. The warfare of the kingdom, yeah. We consider the warfare of the kingdom. Like, so many themes has been considered. And I remember when I was walking back from work today, and it just occurred to me that I remember that many of my prayers during the call, when we were considering the warfare of the kingdom, were more of warfare prayers. That's just the truth. Like, my mindset per day, as I step out, I have this consciousness that this life is warfare. And that shaped, okay, all right, let me come here too.
All right.
Okay. All right, sir. I was trying to say that the warfare of the kingdom, then, I remember that, you know, there are a lot of teachings that came in the course of we considering the warfare of the kingdom. And those teachings helped us to understand that every decision, you know, I remember that one thing I remember in all is that our decision-making process is a warfare. Our decision-making process is a warfare. So, when we understand that, we know that we are always in war. And I'm trying to say that to establish the fact that we didn't finish, I'm sure we did not finish all that is about warfare of the kingdom before we went to the next thing. And now we are in the fullness of Christ. And I'm just saying that no minister, no ministering spirit, we exhaust it all. And that is why you need to work yourself. You need to do your own assignments. You need to make research, ask questions, read books that can help us to understand this warfare of the kingdom very well. Okay, that being said, I said the theme is sacrificial living as a pathway to the fullness of Christ. I will take my reading from Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. I'll just take a snap from that place. Mark 10:29. Okay, and Jesus answered and said, "Verily I say unto you," please, can we go to 28? All right, thank you, sir. "Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all and have followed thee." Chapter 29, sorry. "And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sister or father or mother or wife or children or land for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold now in this life, house and brethren and sister and mothers and children and land with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life." Now, my emphasis, sorry, that's to tell you, thank you, sir. My emphasis is with persecution. It says, everyone that has left one thing or the other, we receive it. You know, we receive in hundredfolds. Brethren, sisters, mother, houses, children, all of those things. But there is an addiction to it with persecution. And if we read further, we understand that if we go to 11, we understand that this persecution must not separate us from the love of Christ. This persecution that will be added to what will we get. Now, let me just quickly define something. I wrote here, I said, the fullness of Christ. I just want to connect, you know, I said the sacrificial living and the fullness of Christ. Those are the two subjects, right, in that word. So, let me just define them. I said the fullness of Christ, from my own, like, summary, refers to the complete and perfect nature of Christ. It is the fullness of his love, his grace, his mercy, and his power. I think we need to understand that four dimension. His love, his grace, his mercy, and his power. Because we will not fully exercise the fullness of Christ if we are not walking in this four dimension of Christ. You know, his grace, his love, his mercy, and his power. It is possible for us to exercise the fullness of Christ in all mercy. Like, we have mercy, we are so compassionate, we want the gospel of this Christ to reach the outermost part of this world. But there is a need for power to accomplish us, which is part of the fullness of Christ. There is a need for love, that people, when you... That when you go get into a territory, there is a love that comes out of your life that people cannot resist. It's part of the fullness of Christ. It's part of the fullness of Christ. That men will not be able to really resist you. They will want to, but you will have the majority. And we know that, you know, more than 70% of the population of this world now is ruled democratically. Right? So, when the majority is for you, you will have your way. Now, I said that the idea is that Christ is complete in himself. And he offers that to everyone that believes in him. Christ is complete in himself. And he offers that to everyone that believes in him. He's not lacking in anything. He's not lacking in blessing. He's not lacking, and he's ready to always offer it unto us. Now, going to sacrificial living. Sacrificial living is a way of life that is characterized by giving up our own desire and needs for the sake of other in the confines of love. There is a perimeter. There is a scope of our sacrificial living. And the scope is love. If you are doing any other thing outside of love, you will be surprised that you are nothing but a moralist. If you are living, you are giving up some of your desires, some of your rights, but the motive is wrong. It is not within the circumference of love. Then you are getting something wrong. I said it is also a life of obedience. It is a life of devotion to the will of God. Even when it is difficult. You know, Jesus, I can't remember that place where he was saying, I think it should be maybe Luke 9, where he was saying, if anyone wants to be my disciple, let him take up his cross, and maybe Luke 9:23. If anyone wants to become a disciple, and that is what we have been called into. Sacrificial living is all about discipline. You know, all I'll be saying today is more of discipline, living a disciplined life. Because if you are not living a disciplined life, you cannot attain the fullness of Christ. Because there is a need to drop off some things, there is a need to give up some things, there is a need to take in. Learn some things, accommodate people. You know, I brought in the dimension of relationship too. Because for us to take this journey, you need people. I wrote somewhere. I said that we are not called to be ascetic people. That is ascetic, ascetic. Asceticism is living a secluded life. Like you know all these, is it monks, abi, what they call them? Yes, they are ascetic people. They live away from the people. Even John the Baptist was characterized to be an ascetic person anyways, but that is not we are meant to be ascetic in some way, but to be ascetic physically, it's not part of what we have been called into as Christians. And what that is supposed to mean is that we are meant to build relationship. Because relationship is part of what brings us into what Jesus wants us to do. Now, if relationship is not necessary, there will not be need for the disciples. But relationship is necessary to pass on. You know, there is a question that was raised about mentor-mentee. I will not go into that because I'm not prepared for that. But I'm just saying that to establish the fact that it is also a form of relationship in attaining the fullness of Christ. Now, I wrote down here that the fullness of Christ, attaining the fullness of, this time is running. And I'm saying, okay, attaining the fullness of Christ is not a destination. It's not a destination. It is a journey. You will not get to that point in your life that you have plateaued, like you have reached. Yes, you might get to that point like Paul that said, I have finished my work, but that doesn't stop him from still pursuing God. So I'm trying to say that attaining the fullness of Christ is not necessarily a destination, because if it is a destination, a lot of questions will come up. How do we know? Like, what are the things we see? Because, you know, there was time during the course of the believers class, we studied the characteristics of the fathers, the characteristics of the sons, the children, and I will still want to say that there are a lot of times that you see a father still behaving like a child, and I'm sure that doesn't make him a child. It's just that it is still a work in progress. All of us, we are a work in progress, and that is why sacrificial living is necessary. Because since you have not come into a perfect church, then many things will happen to you that we want to make you reverse. However, with the understanding that you are called into this journey, not because of that person. However, you need that person to continue the journey. That will make you to know how to manage that person, how to undo that baby ought, how to undo the fight, the quarrel. You know, a lot of things that human relationship brings, we must learn how to undo it in attaining the fullness of Christ. Now, I said that understanding the sacrificial living, Matthew 22:37, please. All right, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all. I think this is the place where he's talking about the greatest commandment. When they asked Jesus about what is the greatest commandment, and he said something like this. He said that this is the greatest commandment, but there's something again, verse 38. All right, this is the first and the greatest commandment. 39. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, we have been given a command to not love our neighbor as ourselves. It becomes difficult. Because sometimes you don't even love yourself. Some of us don't love ourselves. Yes, we are selfish people. The Bible says that the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? However, some people, you have come to that point. I don't know who this may be for, but you have come to that point that you think you have committed some sins, or you think you have entered some things that does not make you love yourself any longer. You need to forgive yourself. Christ has forgiven you, and you need to forgive yourself. There is nothing you have stepped into, inasmuch you are still here. Eh? There is nothing you have stepped into that Christ cannot recover you from. So if you are finding it hard to love yourself, there will be a question mark on this one. Because it is love your neighbor as yourself. So if you don't love yourself, you will desperately be doing wicked to everybody. You might be the cause of the pain of many people in the church, and you know it. And it's because there is something that needs to heal up in you. There is grace upon the house today that if there is anything that is disturbing your life, the Lord begin to work on them and you receive your healing in Jesus' name. All right, for us to understand the sacrificial living, we need to know that we have been called into a life of devotion to God. And having a devotion or having a relationship, even let's look at earthly relationship now. Dickin Poser, when you are cutting Sister Lamide, You need the number of investments you have to do. No, it's true. So many young ones now that, especially sisters, that brothers are running after you. You know the number of investment they are doing. To the extent of, you know, they just send you cards sometimes. They do stuff for you. You know, a lot of these things. These are investments in relationship. And God has done much more by making Christ a sacrifice for our sin. And since that has been established, there is, see, we don't have excuse any longer. Inasmuch you have said that I accept Christ, there is a need for devotion to continually grow this relationship. And the truth is that the growth of this relationship is not beneficial to God, so to say. It's beneficial to you first. The growth of your relationship with God. So, I want to say that the pastors are not disturbing you. They are not after your life just because they want to get your money. No. Every word that is being spoken from this altar are coming to you because there is a need for a shaping in your life. And that shaping is for your good. Because, you know, I watched a clip today and sincerely, I cried again for and I understand that to really do the work of the gospel, there is need for sacrifice. We need to sacrifice our comfort, our things that give us, you know, comfort generally. You know, that clip, let's say the Holy Spirit now just came to Brother A and tells Brother A that you have been called to supply food, like to give food to Brother B. Like your calling, your purpose in life is to be a source of resources, food, strength generally to people. And went to Brother B and told Brother B that is hungry, that needs strength, that your purpose is to provide help for the helpless. And those people told Brother B that Brother A is coming to give you food that will give you strength. And those people went to Brother C, which is the helpless. Brother B is coming to defend you. Helpless and homeless. But at the moment that Brother A refused to give Brother B the food, Brother B dies. And that is the ripple effect. You know, it continues like that. And that is the way our life is. And the thing is that you don't know, and you know that many lives are attached to the fulfillment of your purpose. Many lives. No matter how well or how bad you do it, many lives are attached to the fulfillment of your purpose. And when you don't fulfill the mandate of God for your life, you are, yes, God will raise replacement. True. God will raise replacement. But sometimes, a damage will be done. A damage will be done to that work. There will be a need for passion in that work. Because God has invested so much in you. He has given you a lot of teachings, a lot of advice that had come to your table, a lot of experience that are meant to help others has been invested in your life. Some of the things you are going through now is basically to have an experience to be able to tell somebody that no, you don't do things this way. But when we fail to step out, when, you know, one thing I realized about Brother A is that Brother A was very comfortable with, you know, I don't want to stress my leg. I don't want to do too much. You understand? Just wake up in the morning, press my phone, and anybody that needs resources, let me send money to them. Let me just, if, but it doesn't work that way sometimes. I am seeing introduction, and it's 28 minutes to go. Oh, God. I've said in the beginning, the syllabus cannot be exhausted. All right. God. Okay. Okay. I think I will just jump some things then. I wrote here that relationship is a training ground for our growth, and sacrifices is important to keep them up. Relationship is a training ground for our growth, and sacrifices is important to keep that relationship up. Ministry or ministering is all about people. Yes or yes? Praise the Lord. Ministry or ministering is all about people. So when you come to that point that you don't want people around you because you don't want to make sacrifice, you don't want to serve. Yeah, that's the word. You just want to remain in your comfort. I am not sure you are doing ministry, because ministry is about people. Ministry is about people, and at that point, when you begin to chase people away with your attitude, you are not doing the ministry well. So we need to learn to manage relationship, and there is the place of the Holy Spirit in managing that relationship. You know, when I had to read the account of how Jesus chose the 12 disciples. Judas was part of the 12. Are we going to say Jesus was not that Judas is the one that was going to betray him right from the beginning? And there are records that he has been stealing money. And Jesus knew. How did he manage that? You know, for me, I believe that there is a place of the Holy Spirit that will tender you. Like it will help you to endure long suffering. And I'm sure to a large extent, every one of us, we are still careful unto who we bring into our life. Or onto the kind of relationship with. But notwithstanding, the ones that you still carefully choose will still give you problem. So we must learn to still manage that. Because these are part of people that are helping us in this journey. You are praying that God help me to be able to endure, help me to show love, help me to do this. People are, you know, God will, it is people. It is by people. It will not just It will not just be conferred upon you, just maybe like CON or GCFR. No, it won't come like that. You earn it. The Bible says Jesus learned obedience by things he suffered. It's part of the curriculum. I was going to get to that. Suffering is part of the curriculum. All right. So my voice is loud like this. Okay. Sorry, technical. You have been stressing. Sorry. Yes. I they have increased it so that. Okay. All right. I think I will just make mention of some example of people that had lived sacrificially. I won't go into details. We know them. Abraham sacrificed to the point of even physical sacrifice. Now, how do I put this? Our sacrifices are not rituals. They are not, that has been abolished. You understand? The cleaning of the turtle doves. So, if you belong to any, you know, many of us will still go home. So, or if you peradventure, you find yourself in an environment where they believe that you still have to kill turtle dove. You still have no. All of those things had been abolished. So if a prophet comes to tell you that for this ki ogun yi ko to le se ama pa all of those ones are false. We can't find them any longer. After Jesus came, we couldn't find all of those things again. Because if it happened at any point, I believe there should be, the Bible will capture it. Especially the New Testament will be able to capture it for us, that there is still need for some little sacrifice to back the blood of Jesus. But all of those things are no longer necessary. Okay, I said that Abraham, it's going to be a long read, but I will not go into that because we know the story. Genesis 22. He sacrificed, his life is even characterized with sacrifices. It started with when he was called to leave his father's house. As much as possible, I was trying to look for somebody that is old enough to leave his father's house now in the church, but many of us were not even in our father's house again. So, I'm trying to say that leaving your father's house, it has to do with a lot of things. You need to cut off many things. Some supplies are coming from the father's house. But he had to leave. Yes, he may be rich and comfortable. He has cows. But he had to leave his father's house. It's part of sacrifices. He had to let go of what, where he was born, where he was being taken care of. He had to leave that place. And it reached the climax when God called unto him that I want that son that you have labored. I think we agree that Abraham labored. He labored though. In the process of the laboring, Ishmael came. Yes, he is part of the labor. He was laboring to fulfill the... And that is why we have to be careful. In the process of waiting on the testimony of God about our life, that we don't labor wrongly, that we don't enter into what God has not called us to. That is just by the way. It's not part of this. Okay. So, now, it's reached the climax when God said, your son, come and kill him. That is the height of it all. And he was ready. He was ready to obey what God had told him to do. My own question is for Isaac. How will you just... Isaac is not a young... He's not that young. And he went after his father. And now, that made me understood when God said, I know Abraham, for he will command his household. I know he will command his household, because we had the record that Abraham even circumcised the laborers of his house. Abraham is an example. And part of the sacrifice of Abraham is obedience. Obedience is sacrifice. To obey. We have Moses, we have Paul, and Jesus Christ. A lot of them, Daniel, all of them, all of those brethren, like Pastor Shehu said, they are brothers, our brothers. All of them made sacrifices to be able to attain. And the Bible still recorded in Hebrew that these people did not until we came. These people could not. So there's a lot of investment in your life. God has invested so much in your life for these last days. Because of our time, I will go into some tips on how do we really live a sacrificial life. How do we live a sacrificial life? I said, serving others in love and humility. Serving others in love and humility. Serving others in love and humility. You may think, you know, I said already that relationship is part of the building ground to attain the fullness of Christ. And why relationship is very difficult sometimes is that there are many people that don't want to serve. They want to be served. Maybe knowingly or unknowingly. You know, they have this attitude. They can't work for anybody. You can't command them. You can't boss them. You can't do anything. They are just, they know. They know what to do. So, even if you are telling them as the head of unit, I know that does not actually exist here. Anyways, but I'm saying that when you are not serving, when you are not serving others, I doubt if you can really attain the fullness of Christ. Because before you came, the earth exists. Eh? And since the earth is in existence, there are some people that you met here. And those people, whether you like it or not, they have some experiences. Whether good or bad experiences, those people, they have served. Many of them have served. So, when they begin to instruct you, when they begin to tell you something, you know, you have a mentor. Now, there's a caveat. Not going into anything outside the scriptures. No. We need to judge that one. But even in office, the reason, I was privileged to be part of a recruitment team. I think maybe like once or twice, and I saw even from CV, I could see that the reason some people are not employable is because they are not ready to serve. The reason some people are not employable is because they are not ready to serve. And you now get to know them when they come for interview, and you begin to throw questions to them, and you know their tone, the way they are even responding, the body language. I now begin to wonder if this person is a unit in church. Baoni unit at the HFA. How did the United want to break this person? And these are part of the things that slows down our journey as we begin to run into the fullness of Christ. It's part of those things. So I want to encourage you that if you feel that there is a need for you to change some attitude, change them. Don't see, A has spoken, B has spoken, C has spoken to you about it. Work on it yourself. I know, yes, you are trying, you are trusting God, you are, but one of the ways to trust God to help you is go and serve, go and commit yourself, go and work. Some of you go and look for a job, work under somebody. Sharing your resources generously, amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I contemplated not removing this because of, you know, mommy has spoken about it on Sunday already. So that it won't look like we are just hammering on generosity. No. It's not because we are trying to siphon your resources. No. It is because you yourself, you need this thing to be able to grow. You need to give. Giving is sacrificial. Because you knew the labor. You knew how much you work. You know, there was a day, myself and my wife, we had one simple argument. I told somebody to help me to cut the grass around my house. So I just told the person, just come. We didn't bargain, nothing. So, in the evening, my wife now told me that the guy came, he had cleared, he had come back for the money. So my wife now asked me, how much do you want to give this person? I said 1,000. Later I said no, 2,000. So, you know, when I, you know, immediately I said 1,000, she said ah. And I said 2,000. Because I know my wife. But when I said 2,000, the sound of the ah was, I was like, show poor Juni, like, we are king, caught a while. Like, we were together in the kitchen. She angrily left me in the kitchen. That why would I want to give such a money to that? We have more than that, this and that. That it is too small. And I'll say that, wait, let me calculate my salary for you. No, it's true. That per hour that I work, because I know the guy that came to court only court maybe for like maybe max three hours. So if I calculate the number of my hour, if I divide my salary in 2 hours, I'm sure if he gets 500 naira, he has money. So, and again, I was, though she was able to prevail, we paid her, we paid her well. But now, the point is that you work hard for your money. It seems if I'm up here, the mic will come up. You work hard for your money. And now, somebody is coming to say, I need help for 5,000 naira. Out of the salary of how much? By the time you calculate your transport fare, you calculate your, you know, sometimes, if you consider the way they analyze your salary for you in the office, you will know that you should not give anybody out of it. Because your transport, most times, is not even able to cover the transport you are spending actually. You know, my wife was, she was telling me this morning that anywhere I actually received a memo yesterday about my salary breakdown again, and now anywhere this salary get to is where, and I said if you have to go by this the allowance, the transport allowance in this salary, maybe I'll just go to work 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, they will not see me again. So when they pay salary again, I will come for. But I realize that life does not work that way. Life does not work by putting calculation on it. So you must be generous in giving. It's sacrificial for you to give. So, and again, the receiver, please appreciate it. You will appreciate it in Jesus' name. So when people give you anything, understand that it is sacrificial. People are working hard to get that thing for you. I said that examine your life and identify the areas where you think you need to live sacrificially. We are talking about the fullness of Christ. And you know that even sometimes the reason you are not getting the value you should get from that man of God, or from, I think man of God has been bastardized, so let me go into that. The reason you are not getting that a thing, a tip, an idea, a blessing from the ministering gift God has given unto you is because sometimes you are not even giving. You know, if you give some dangerous giving to some pastors, they Kai. No, that's, you are calling on the anointing. I am not trying to say that I'm not trying to tell you that until you give, before you are blessed. No. Like until you give a pastor, or until you give, no. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that it is to be part of our life. That you make it easy for the Holy Spirit to lead you. Because the position of your heart is ready to receive instruction. You know, I have spoken about that there is no more sacrifice. This is trying to conclude. There is no more sacrifice that is greater than the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. That is established, right? No more sacrifice. That is, so, any sacrifice that you want to do and you want to equate it to that, or that is pride. You get. You cannot die for your neighbor. There is no... You cannot. If you try it, there is a word for it. Maybe they will say you commit homicide, or you commit this, or you have committed something. Christ has paid the price. I said that talking to the leaders, a leader must be sacrificial. And if I mean leader, we are all leaders. A leader must be sacrificial for his organization to be alive. A leader must be sacrificial for his organization to be alive. If we take our example from Christ, Christ had to sacrificially die to raise us. And same way, you will need to endure a lot of things. You will need to, as leaders, you will need to manage. See, the truth is that if we are opportune to carry some of the, let me use the word burdens of Pastor Sheyi, some of us will not be coming to church again. That's just the truth. And that is how a leader is being formed. There is a need for you to be able to sacrificially relate with everybody, because all of them are not you. Some of them, they will speak anyhow. No respect. They can, like, a lot of funny behaviors. But in their process of changing, there is a need for you to manage with them. And that is why I believe the saying that come as you are, but don't remain as you are. Come as you are. And that is why, sincerely, I have issues with some churches. That after about 7 years, you know, I gave 7 is perfection. After about 7 years, somebody is still in your church and we cannot differentiate the difference. There's no difference between when he came in and after 7 years. There is no difference. He's still dressing the way he's dressing. He's still singing the song he's singing. He's still no difference. The only difference is that is you have taught him financial management so well that he now has money to be able to give. But it's life. I'm saying this because we don't know where many of us will be. Some of us seated here, we see old Mike. Amen. That's just the truth. Whether here or somewhere, some of us will still hold my. Some of us may become Gio. And it is important for you to know that people, as difficult as they are, you will give account of them when God called you to start a church or to start something. I said endurance and suffering is part of our calling. Philippians 3:10. Endurance and suffering. Amen. Endurance. Okay, let me. Suffering first before endurance. When you suffer. Suffering and endurance is part of this journey. It's part of the journey of attaining the fullness of Christ. However, are you going to enjoy it? Yes. You will receive strength to be able to suffer for what God wants you to suffer for. You know, just like Paul, he said, I besought the Lord thrice that this thing be taken away from me. But he says, my grace is sufficient for you. So that thing is part of him. It's part of the thing that was somehow, it's part of the journey for him. So somebody may be in your life that God has placed in your life. Eh? That person's work is to continually cause you pain. You need to endure. But I pray that God will not make us pain to somebody else. Amen. He says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. It's a fellowship. Oh. Being made conformable unto his death. Let's check 11. So that we don't just take one. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. 12. Not as though I am already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after. If that I may apprehend that which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. So, this place is trying to establish the fact that in the process of apprehending that which you have been apprehended for, you will suffer. we suffer. And that suffering is in many forms. It's not necessarily that you not have money. It's not that you not have friends. It's not that. It might not be that. It might be that you are rich, but you can't build. Amen. You have the money. You have the money to be able to afford some of the comfort of life. But a burden has been placed in your heart that the work of ministry is more important than most of those things. I said that transformative power is made available through sacrificial living. Transformative power is made available through sacrificial living. I will stop there because of the time. Transformative power is made available through sacrificial living. Now, when you come to that point where the configuration of your heart is in such a way that you can receive instruction easily from God, then it becomes easy for God to direct you. And when He's directing you, there are some things that your desire, your time, your will, your ambition, a lot of these things are substituted. Something else is replacing them. But in the presence of something else replacing them, your life is being transformed onto what He wants it to be. And His glory is radiating through you. The world will be able to testify that this person carries the glory of God. You know, the glory of God is not about money. But they can say that this man, I know him, is a peacemaker. This man, I know him. If you have offended him, then that means that you need salvation in the first place, because he's so gentle. Transformation begins to take place. The Lord will help us.
If you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit, you can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings, School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m., Governmental Prayers every Thursday 6 p.m., Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.